Masechtas Kelaim, Perek Tes, Mishneh Tes. Levadim, felts that are made from shatnez, from wool and linen. Asurim, mepnei shehem shuim. They're asur, they're forbidden because of kelaim, shatnez. Because they're shuim, they're smoothed. We mentioned in the last Mishnah that in order to be a problem of shatnez midiraisa, it needs to have shua, tabi, venuz. It needs to be smoothed, spun, and woven. Here, the felts are only smooth, but they're not spun and woven. And over here, they're only asa midarabanan. Midaraisa, you need all three prerequisites to be a problem of shatnez. Here, that it has only one of them, it's only asa midarabanan. Another case where there's shatnez midarabanan is piv shal tzemer bishal pishtan asa. If you make piv a border of wool around the weaving of pishtan, of linen, it's aser mipnei shein chayzen karig, because since it's chayzer and it goes all the way around as a border, it looks like it's woven together. So they would put a thicker material at the end of the at the border around the fabric to prevent the weave from unraveling, and they put a wool border around this linen fabric. That's shatnez, even though it's not really woven in, it just as a border around it, but it's like it's woven, and it's asur midrabanan. Rabbi Yosi Eimer, Rabbi Yosi says, Meshichas shel argamon asuris. Belts of purple wool are asur, are forbidden to be worn over a linen garment. Mipnei shehu melel ad shalei kasher. Because it was common that with these types of belts, they would melel, they would sew it in, sew the belt in one area so it would not fall down, and then they would tie the belt, but they would attach the belt onto the garment, so the wool belt should not be worn over a linen garment because it may come to be sewed on, and then joining the wool and linen together would be a shatnez issue. So midrabanan, one shouldn't even wear it, even when it's not sewed on, to prevent that it shouldn't come to ever become sewed on and wear shatnez. The Mishnah continues, Lo yikshir seret shel tzemer b'shel pishtim. You cannot tie a strip of wool together with a strip of linen to make a belt, lachar b'yis masnav, to belt his waist. Afal pishir etzua b'emtza, even if in one area there's a piece of leather between them, so there's a piece of wool attached to one end of a piece of leather, and then on the other end of the piece of leather is a piece of linen. The two ends of the wool and the linen can't be tied together to make a belt, because tying them together is considered a bond, similar to sewing them together, that is bonding the wool and linen, making shatnez. Mishnah Yud. Oisis ha-garden v'oisis ha-kevsim. The labels of garden of weavers and the labels of kevsim, of launderers, they would put on a little label of the name of the owner of the garment, so when they would work on the person's garment, they would know whose garments belong to who. When they would sew these labels in, asuris mishum kalayim, it would become forbidden for kalayim if they would use a linen thread to sew it in on a wool garment, or vice versa. That would make a problem of shatnez. So the Mishnah now gives the halachas about sewing wool and linen together. What constitutes as enough of a sewing bond to bond the two together to be a problem of kelaim? The Mishnah says, "Hatekif tekifa achas." Someone who makes one stitch with a single pass of the needle, he puts a needle through once between two pieces of fabric, in a chibur, that's not considered a bond. And here it's referring to hilchos tumah. It's not considered bonded together to be one thing. Regard to hilchos tumah, if one of the garments becomes tumah, it won't automatically transfer to the other one that's connected, since this is not a chibur, this is not really connecting it with just one pass of the needle. Also, ve'ein b'mishum kelaim, there won't be kelaim if one fabric is wool and one is linen. A single pass of the needle to connect it together won't connect it. It's not considered connected. Ve'ashem te b'shabbos putter, and the third ramification is someone who separates it on Shabbos is going to be putter, is exempt from transgressing the prohibition of undoing a stitch on Shabbos, so this is not considered a stitch. However, the Mishnah says, "Asa shnei rashei rasheya Letzad echad, if he makes both ends of the string on the same side, so that means he passed it once through and then he turned it around and passed it back. So now both ends of the thread are now on the same side. So this is two passes of the needle. Then chibur, it is considered a detachment regarding hilchos tuma, that if one piece becomes tame, it will spread automatically to the other one that's connected to it. V'yesh b'mishum kalayim, there will be kalayim if the two parts, one is wool and one is linen. V'hashem tibu Shabbos chayiv, someone who separates it on Shabbos is chayiv, is liable for being mechal Shabbos because he's undoing a stitch on Shabbos. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, Adshi Yishar Alash, until you make a third pass of the needle. He has to go in, out, and in again. Three passes of the needle in order to be connected for these halachas. The Mishnah ends with one more halacha about Shanis. Hasak, if you have a sack, v'akupa, in a box, and there's a fabric on the sack and fabric on the box, one of wool and one of linen, and they're stitched together, they're joined together, mitzdarf and the kilayim, they will combine to make kilayim, even though one's part of one utensil and one's part of a different utensil, and they serve different purposes, but still, by sewing them together, they merge together, and they will make shanis problem. Hadron, alach, mesachtis, kilayim, mazal tov.